Palmer, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, June 26, 1902. Dear Brother Palmer, long ago, I would have sent you that which I read from my diary during the General Conference, in the special meeting in the Review and Herald Office Chapel. But I believed that I need not again refer to the things that had taken place in your past experience. I knew that it was a life and death question with you, Brother Palmer, and that if you could be thoroughly converted, you would change your life work. I must tell you that there have been chapters in your past experience that will be a hindrance to you in all your future labors. Because of these things, your spiritual perceptions are not as clear as they otherwise would have been, and in your connection with the work of God, you are sometimes tempted, when brought into straight places, to resort to methods of obtaining means that are not such as the Lord can approve. Your business tact is not in the future to be used as it has been in the past. At times you have entered into speculations for gain, speculations that were not according to correct principles. Your association with the men with whom you were brought in contact in these speculations has been a terrible injury to you. Some of these men were scoundrels, and their money was not honestly earned. You spent money freely, other men's money, not justly or righteously obtained. Your only hope was to get away from this society. These things have marred your experience and dimmed your spiritual perception. And sometimes your representations are not as they should be. There is the greatest danger that the same principles that you followed when engaged in speculation will work their way into your efforts to relieve the embarrassment that may come into the lines of God's work with which you are connected. You need now to be doubly vigilant that you may make straight paths for your feet and clear your experience of every objectionable feature that has existed in the past. In your work in connection with the health food business, your actions must stand out true and pure, as clear as the sun. The matter I have written in my diary speaks of the disappointment and loss brought to others by your misrepresentations in business lines. My brother, the Lord would not be pleased to have you, who have been led into temptation, bear the burden of the treasurer's work in the office. Everything done in connection with this line of work must be as clear as the sun. I am made very sad as I think of your past course and your past associations. One who has authority says, "I know your works." However straightforward you may be now, however honest before God, however earnest in trying to correct every wayward work, it is still true that a great injury has been done to your physical, mental, and spiritual powers by your past course. Seek earnestly for men of God's choice to share the financial responsibilities of the publishing association. Pray fervently for helpers and for heavenly wisdom to know how to use them. Expect and prepare for an answer to your prayers. I meant to have had a conversation with you about these matters before you connected with the work in Nashville. The light I had was that the Lord would pardon all your transgressions if you would make thorough repentance and cast your helpless soul on Christ, walking humbly before God. The end of all things is at hand, and the coming of the Lord is near. Let us now work for God earnestly and unselfishly.